Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Start with the Irish Independent. Families facing more pain as inflation outpaces wage rises. Wage growth will not keep pace with inflation this year, threatening to squeeze the household finances. That's according to AIB. It's predicting inflation of 4% or much more if the Iran war continues, and calls for relief for families in the run-up to Budget 2027 are now likely to increase. According to the Irish Independent, it also has a photo on the front of the paper of U2 rockers surprise fans in Mexico City, where they were recording a video for a new song, Street of Dreams, in Mexico City, and a great picture there of the four lads. The Irish Examiner, it goes with social media ban for under 16, not advised. You would have heard this on News Talk Breakfast yesterday when the chair of the committee, Alan Kelly, told Anton about the committee's decision. So it's, the ban for under 16s is not advised. Also on the front of the Examiner, IAA plans drone safety zone for Cork. The Irish Aviation Authority is to drop controversial temporary measures introduced to facilitate food deliveries by drone company Manna in Cork City, but has unveiled a long-term safety zone for the region, and it follows a consultation process in which the IAA received more than 600 submissions on drone usage in the city, the vast majority of which related to privacy and noise concerns. And I know I live in an area of Dublin where drone activity now is quite regular throughout the day in Dublin 15, where I am. The Irish Times, well, it actually goes with that AIB warning as well. It says that inflation could hit 7% by the end of the year, and that's if the Strait of Hormuz remains blockaded for an extended period and oil prices increase further. In its latest economic outlook, the bank said Irish economic growth will be more muted because of the lingering geopolitical uncertainty. So a stark warning there on the Irish economy and the impact of the Iran war on prices. And we know that we're all feeling the cost of living pressures already, and the prospect of 7% inflation is pretty alarming. The Irish Daily Mail, it goes with "I worry about the Africans" as its headlines, and it describes Bertie's inflammatory doorstep comments on immigration condemned by the Taoiseach and threatened Fianna Fáil centenary celebrations. And that story actually leads most of the other papers of today as well. Irish Daily Mirror, beyond the pale, and ex-Taoiseach slammed over immigrants' claim on canvassing doorstep. A story extensively covered on News Talk yesterday in our bulletins. The Irish Sun, as video emerges of ex-Taoiseach saying there are too many migrants in Ireland, Bertie, and he quotes, "I am not a racist," and he's insisted he's definitely no racist after a video emerged of him complaining that Ireland had too many migrants. The Irish Sun is that story. And then the Irish Daily Star, and it talks of Tommy Fleming's stepdaughter has told of disgusting online abuse following the news that the singer and her mum had split up, and stepdaughter and ex-wife's troll ordeal is the headline on the Irish Daily Star. Needless to say, the British papers are still going with that leadership challenge or not challenge. We're going to wait to see today whether it's going to happen. Streeting set to resign and will challenge the PM is the headline on the iPaper. The Times, Streeting prepares to quit ahead of number 10 challenge, and Streeting on manoeuvres ready to launch leadership challenge today is the Guardian. And of course, apparently the reason he didn't do it yesterday was not to upstage the King's speech yesterday. These are the things they have to think about in Britain when they have to do these things. The Irish Independent, inside the papers, the Irish Independent, it talks about the government TD's push for income tax package, creche supports, gym incentives and stamp duty relief. So this is a story based on the two parliamentary party meetings that were held yesterday, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil. So it's kind of looking at what the ministers are trying to campaign for, if you like, in the run-up to the budget in October. We heard some of it in the news headlines there, but backbench TDs from across the main coalition parties, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, are singing from the same hymn sheet in calling for changes to income tax. And of course, they quote that Jack Chambers had said recently that we had a budget last year which didn't give workers a break. Childcare is a focus. And then a new tax relief of up to €500 on the cost of children's sports clubs memberships has been tabled by a Fianna Fáil TD, Peter Chap-Clearer. and is being received positively by Mr Chambers, according to the Irish Independent. The proposal for a 20% tax relief, which is aimed at dropping the barriers to young people playing sport, will be capped at €500. And then it also mentions stamp duty, that the and references Taoiseach Micheál Martin has already indicated his interest in exploring stamp duty relief for first-time buyers after it was raised in the Dáil by Seamus McGrath. So there's I know that the budget speculation will continue right up until the day itself, no doubt, in October. The Irish Times, it has a story on skills shortages threaten transport projects, warns the NTA. The state's ability to deliver billions of euro worth of transport infrastructure is being compromised by acute skills shortages, ageing workers and a building sector dominated by small firms. The National Transport Authority document said productivity was still well below Celtic Tiger peaks and that there was a poor uptake of modern methods of construction. The paper said delivery of Ireland's complex transport projects, probably one of them is the big metro project to the airport. The transport projects are worth more than €24 billion in planned investment over the next 5 years, could come under strain. And that's a warning from the National Transport Authority. And it says a boom-bust dynamic discouraged companies from investing in skills and technology, while complex planning processes drove inefficiency. So major challenges there ahead of us trying to deliver transport projects. And also there on the same page, short-term letting register not ready for busy tourist season. The new register for short-term lets being brought in as part of efforts to force more Airbnb-style properties back into the long-term rental sector will be delayed until December, according to the paper. Other stories catching my eye there in the paper, the Irish Daily Mail. It says how middle age spread raises your risk of cancer. Piling on the pounds in adulthood can raise the risk of cancer up to fivefold, even among those who had been slim in their teens. A new study has revealed avoiding middle age spread and postmenopausal weight gain is crucial if people want to keep their risk low, researchers warn. Another story, a ban on vape flavours are most likely to deter young people. And this story in the Irish Examiner, it featured at the Oireachtas Health Committee yesterday. And it said banning flavoured vapes is the measure most likely to make them less attractive to young people. The Minister of State, Jennifer Minane O'Connor, has told the Oireachtas Health Committee new laws will see a ban on the flavoured vapes and limits on the colours used in packaging, among a raft of measures to try to curb the sharp rise in consumption among younger people. A couple of other stories that caught my eye. The Irish Independent has AI no different from any other tool. Peter Jackson has said, and this was mentioned at the Cannes Film Festival, and Peter Jackson said that he finds it unfair that AI-generated characters would not be nominated for Academy Awards. The Lord of the Rings director stated that he finds it no different to other tools used in Hollywood over the years. And speaking at the Cannes Festival, a day after being awarded an honorary Palme d'Or, he said he found it a bit unfair that artificially generated characters do not have a hope in hell of winning awards. To be honest, there must be a separate category really for creativity or whatever, rather than let's not dehumanize the film industry at this stage at that rate. Also, a story in The Independent, sunken face from weight loss jabs will feature in future art. And this is the so-called GLP-1 face that people who take weight loss jabs can develop. It's likely to feature in future work. A major conference on obesity has been told. So yet again, we see the consequences of these weight loss drugs. And then just finally, a story from the Irish Daily Mail. Me dentist, you open wide. How cavemen drilled teeth. If a trip to the dentist gives you the vapors, imagine having an infected tooth drilled with a sharpened stone by a Neanderthal medic with no anaesthetic. And it's the very thought is enough to turn cartoon man, caveman, Fred Flintstone to jelly. But it appears that primitive humans actually perfected the advanced procedure around 60,000 years ago.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.